Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is death's door. Now, I know that sounds kind of like a scary topic, but I think it's something we need to talk about anyway. The Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, but then comes judgment. We're all going to die one day or another. Somehow, some way, our life is, such as the Bible says, like a hand's breadth. Meaning if you hold your hand out and just go like this, that's a breath that's gone. That's how quick it is compared to eternity. You look back and you say, nobody's on the earth that lived here 200 years ago. Maybe 100 years ago, there's a few, but 150? No, nobody. They're all gone. And that says, why? Why does everybody have to die? Why does everybody have to go through death's door? I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. In the Old Testament, I think it's Leviticus, I'm not sure, it says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And sin is, of course, in rebellion against God. So those souls that break his law, which is holy and righteous, it shall die. Paul said that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, that there's no man righteous, no, not one. We've all gone our own way, and the iniquity of us all has been placed on Jesus. And that's the key to overcoming death. His name is Jesus. He was the only begotten Son of God that was sent to earth to die for our sins. In our stead, in our place, that we may live in him and overcome death. And so he took the keys of death and hell and took them away from Satan and now has the victory. And the proof of that victory was in not only his death for sin as a spotless lamb, as the scapegoat, as the Bible calls it, but in his resurrection. In the death of his Son, we were made righteous. With the heart, we believe. With the mouth, we confess, and we are saved. And so we believe in Christ, and we go through his death, burial, and resurrection spiritually, and we're seated with him in heavenly places, and we have life. Life is in relationship to God. That's a great thing. So Christ has the power over death. Now it's not such a terrible thing, though we have to face it. The Bible says, according to Paul the Apostle, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. There's no soul sleep. There's no going into the grave and not coming out. We're here one day and we die and immediately we're in the presence of God. That is, if you're saved. If you're not saved, then immediately you're in hell. Jesus said, the rich man died, and he lifted up his eyes, being in hell in torment. So we don't want to go there, but we want to know about death. It is an appointment, it's coming, and yet we can avoid it. We can simply go through it, but we will be translated from death into life, from the earth to heaven, and that's a good thing. So as you think about going on with life, don't be afraid to die. Don't be afraid to say, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to me? Put your faith in Jesus and know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He will save you. He came to do that. So trust in him. God bless you and have a great day.